Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. And this is a show about two best friends.
I'm not going to lie, you guys. When we first came up with this episode idea, I looked at the timestamp a day before we started this podcast. Oh,
yeah, it was one of our initial topics.
This was going to be like our break episode, like our first episode. And I thought maybe we should start with something else.
What is the episode? Do you want to tell our audience what we're talking about today?
Yeah. So in this episode, we're talking about poo and piss noises. I always thought we would be drunk for this story because I think we were drunk when we came up with the idea.
Yeah.
And we're not. We're completely sober. One. Two, what I love the most about our note from literally the day before we started the podcast is that it was fully written out. We had bullet points. We had our segments.
Yes. Yes.
Everything was very coherent.
Yes, because
we've been waiting years to record this.
Transparency audience, I have been the one to want this episode since we started.
I ask why? Because I'm actually not 100% clear. Like, what inspired this episode?
It is an irk of mine. I do not like listening to other people poo and piss. Like, I hate it.
I hate it so much. Why? So is this like some weird voyeurism of like, let's show people that we're human and we experience the same, like, and everybody poops? Is this us like writing our Everybody Poops book, but it's everyone listens to poo and piss noises?
Okay, but do you or do you not? Like, you share the same irk that I do.
Of course. It's annoying. It's smelly. It's gross. It's a lot. Yes.
It's very particular to the sounds of like,
oh my god,
I can't. Yeah, like that's like I you deal with it. Like, I don't avoid the toilet, but
oh my
like
god. Just by the way, look forward to more of these descriptions in this episode, but yeah, it's gonna be a fun ride.
Did you know this about me before though we came up with this, that I am not I don't like the sounds of poo and piss? Like, what did you know about me before?
Francis, I didn't think to myself, like, I wonder if Francis dislikes the sound of poo and piss, because I feel like it is a shared common human experience that no one really likes to have to listen to. I mean, do you know anyone that's like, yay, I can't wait to listen to someone rip their own ass in the bathroom?
Oh, it's worse when it's like disgusting. Like, it's like,
yeah,
like explosive. That's so gross.
I particularly hate like the smell when the smell is overwhelming. But getting back to the point that I never thought to myself, wow, I really wonder if Francis dislikes, because I assume that people don't like having to like share bathrooms. It's like awkward and like nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Smelling and, other people's shit is the worst.
And like having conversation in the bathroom as this is all going on, like,
true.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, don't
And
talk.
Girls do that a
Between
lot.
Stalls?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of, so I grew up with boys, so I didn't understand this, but it's like really a thing.
And as you're peeing, you're just also talking?
Yes. I think the idea is that because girls, like in particular, have a weird thing about bathrooms, as you know, like, oh, girls don't like pee or fart or whatever. And so it's like, I think, I'm trying to understand the female mind, but
as a female, your own mind.
Exactly. Yeah. At 28 years old, I think it's to like distract from the sound of pee, because like listening to other people have bodily fluids is very awkward for us.
Okay. It's the same for me, but like, I just don't talk. I guess for guys, or I don't want to like gender it, but just like for guys, I guess, because we're in the male restrooms. It's just, you don't talk about it and you just ignore it. There are some of those weird guys though, and I say weird because I hate it, that will try to talk to you midstream. Like, you're standing in a urinal and just be like, so how's your day going?
I'm like, ew, I don't want to talk. And
the thing is, like, what if you done before the other person and he's like, oh,
do you keep talking with your dick out?
Just like, just standing there and just like my day's well. Yeah, that project's going really well.
Yeah.
I see you're peeing. I guess we'll just talk about how my project is going as you're peeing. And I'm just standing
like,
there.
Like, just fully updating you on my life.
Yeah.
As you're streaming out urine. You know, something that is weird, though, actually, that I bet differs between a guy's restroom and a girl's restroom, is that girls, what I found in, like, shared restrooms, is that we won't actually, there's very rare occasions in which I've gone in there and like there's a girl in there and she's like going, I mean, okay, let me rephrase that.
That she's like doing, she, so she's not,
so we like freeze up, like we don't like when other people are there, so we like go quiet until someone leaves.
I, oh my god, I have like that same thing, like
really, my wait, that happens in guys' restrooms?
Well, for me specifically, like my preference is if like I'm in alone in the bathroom and like I'm in the stalls, like specifically doing number two, if somebody comes in, yeah, like I'd rather they just leave, and they, that way they don't, like, I don't know if it's a shame thing or what, but yeah, I just don't have to come out.
Exactly. Oh, like, do you stay in the stall even if you're done?
Just for a little bit.
Girls do that too.
Yeah. Wait, so what if there's like because it's all stalls,
yeah, and
so what happens, do you, is there like a standoff? You guys like spend an hour in there just like sitting on the toilet
pondering our thoughts and fucking feelings. So I don't have the same like anxiety about it. Yeah. I think because I grew up with a lot of just shit and piss and grossness. That's my new book, Shit and Piss and Grossness. Yeah, well, because boys are just very, at least my brothers, I should say, are very unapologetic and like would also just leave their shit and piss in the toilet, like, not joking.
Not flush?
So, yeah.
Disgusting.
It's like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, how do you forget? That is literally just disgusting. So I, like, yeah, had to experience that. So I'm kind of just not, I don't have that same anxiety. I'm not here like, woo, want to like rip ass when someone's there. But like, I just, I don't want to, do the standoff thing because I, it's weird. I don't know. But then I don't understand the talking thing. There's a lot I don't understand.
I don't, I'm learning so much right now about the female restroom.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
When I was in seventh grade, this is like my first experience going into the female restroom, actually.
You went into a girl's restroom?
Yes, because I forget like the exact situation. I was going to the bathroom, I think, during band class under two other girls, like in the bathroom already.
Yeah.
Like in the male's restroom, the female restroom are right next to each other.
Yeah.
One of the girls came out and said, "Francis, I stole someone's skirt. Come in and look."
Naughty.
And so I peeked in, and the girl in question was like this really tall girl, and you can like, she was standing up, her head above the thing, and she's like, "Give me back my skirt, please, give me back." And it wasn't a, I don't think it was a bullying situation, but also like she gave the skirt back, so it was fine. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my first experience in a female restroom, and the first thing I noticed was just like, wow, all stalls in here, and they had a couch, which was like,
wait, stop it.
They had a couch.
I was about to literally talk about how on TV shows, like when they talk about the girls' restroom, oh, it's so nice. They have couches, they have magazines, they have this.
Is that not a truth?
That's not a truth. Not for every restroom. Mm-hmm.
But some.
Some, yeah. Okay. But I feel like it's in for like higher class places. Oh. And I imagine that if it's like that for a girls' restroom.
But do you know what I thought? You know what? Why I thought that too? And correct me if I'm wrong on this. I always thought it was because females have like longer lines. Like, first, like,
longer
because
lines?
Yeah, because like, let's say you're at an airport or some sort of crowded event, the female restroom is always longer than the guy's restroom, because like if the guy, if they just have to use the urinal, they're in and they're out.
I was like, oh, is this breaking down like there's more women than men in the U.S. is this just, like what it is?
No, but, just like the amount of time needed for either, like,
that's true, and especially when people are having like a piss off or a standoff where no one wants to shit and piss because there's other people there. I can imagine people are there for fucking hours just like sitting around waiting.
And so that's what I thought. It was like, oh, added luxury for while you wait for on the toilet stall to open up. You
listening just to people being uncomfortable, not wanting to shit and piss because other people are there. Yeah, but I have been in like girls' bathrooms where it's like really nice. But I imagine, but the place itself, like the hotel, is okay. really nice. So I imagine also the men's restroom.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was funny how TV shows like really glamorized the girls' restroom when it's really just people like awkwardly not shitting and not pissing. Like, that's really what it is. Yeah.
I'm so weird about it though, because so in my apartment, we used to, I don't know if you remember this, but we used to have this very loud fan. Like, it came with the apartment.
Mm.
Super loud. Like, you could hear, you can't, like, I would be, Chris would be in the kitchen, I would be in the bathroom, and you've seen how close those two rooms are.
Yeah.
I would be speaking, and he couldn't hear me because the fan was so loud. God. It was that loud.
I remember it that loud. It was but very loud. But I guess you've since replaced it?
We've replaced it. So, like, the, I think the rating on that was a 6, and replaced, like, this was the literal industry rating.
Yeah.
We replaced it with a 1.
Oh, okay.
And it's so quiet. Oh. It's super quiet.
And it still works? Like, it still works. Like, yeah. Does
it's
a fan
it's very powerful. It's just super quiet. And I hate it because you can hear, especially,
oh my
especially
God.
When guests are over. Because, like, I didn't realize that I use the fan to obscure the sound of my own pissing and my own pooping. And so now whenever we have guests over, like, I can't use the fan anymore, and I hate it. It makes me feel very self-conscious that you can hear me poop whenever I'm over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what that just made me realize, too? So I'm going to a bachelorette party in a couple months.
Yeah.
And I was just telling Francis, like, oh, I'm a little bit nervous because I don't find myself in a lot of situations where I'm in a group fully of women, like, well, no men at all.
And this one is going to be, like, a weekend-long
thing. Yeah. And so that's, like, very different for me. There's very few occasions in my life where I've had that experience because I grew up with boys and I just, like, feel more comfortable with guys and whatever.
Yeah.
And that is literally an anxiety of mine, is, like, we're all going to be, because we're looking at, like, hotels or Airbnb or, like, how are we going to slice and dice it? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be sharing this room with people. And, like, where's the bathroom relationship? Yeah. And everyone's going to hear my noises. And, like, are we all just going to be, like, keeping our piss and shit inside of us? Or, like, waiting till we're at a restaurant where strangers can hear our shit and piss? I don't know. So I'm like, is that so weird that that has definitely been an anxiety of, like, mine?
I think it would be, though. I think for me, like,
is that weird or is that not weird?
I don't know. I don't know for women specifically, I guess.
I guess would you have that nervousness?
I would a little. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you didn't have a strong fan where I could just obscure my sounds. Gross.
Yeah. So what do you think about the fact that my bathroom doesn't have a fan? Does that make you, is that why you don't want to come to my apartment? Or?
Well, partly like, yeah. Well, not because of that specifically, yeah. But yes. When I can hear the conversation while I'm peeing, like, in the bathroom, it does make me feel very self-conscious.
I feel like you can't, I can't actually hear what's going on in the bathroom.
You probably can't hear me, but I can hear you. Like, I can hear the conversation in this living room.
Okay.
And that makes me self-conscious.
For context, my apartment is very small, but I thought, guess we had
it's
thicker.
It's the same, like, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Same size as mine, but yeah.
Yours is bigger. We have this argument every time. But I'm still...
Same at my place, though. It's like, I can hear you and Chris in the living room. In the bathroom, and so...
I never thought about that. I don't get nervous at your place, because I feel like it's...
It's home.
It's home, one. But then, two, well, because I still feel like your apartment is way bigger than mine, even though it's, like, roughly the same size. You know, I feel like yours is bigger.
You know what I'm going to do in the new house? I'm just going to go upstairs. Like,
are you going to soundproof your bathroom?
I probably should.
I love it. Well, how strong is the fan? Please tell me you tested the fan.
I haven't tested it yet.
Yeah.
It's not an anxiety of mine. Like, I do, like, it doesn't keep me up at night.
Yeah.
But
it's something you think about, though.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. This is why we're talking about it now, fam.
Yeah. But so... My bathroom doesn't have a fan.
Yeah.
Like, nothing to circulate air or anything.
Yeah.
And so it was a real problem because, I mean, smells would just stay in there.
Yeah.
But then we went to Japan, fell in love with the wash lids, like, and then we got ourselves one. And that actually solves, like, the odor issue. Doesn't solve the fan, like, noise issue.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I didn't know
so
that.
So it, like, sprays out stuff. It, like, self-cleans. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. You got a fancy one.
I did get a fancy one. It's really nice. Yeah.
I have a bidet story to tell you, actually.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, my God.
So I got a bidet recently.
Did you know that? Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. It's not as fancy as yours.
Okay.
But it's just like a stream. It's literally just
installed?
It's installed.
Have I seen it? I haven't seen it.
You probably haven't used the bathroom.
Is it new?
But yeah. Yeah, it's new.
It's new. So is it in the toilet or is it a separate thing? Like in Europe, it's like a separate entity.
No, it's not a separate entity, but it's like an attachment that you put onto the toilet.
And it has a like a remote and like you can
activate. Not in a remote, but like a little dashboard doohickey thing. You might not have seen
it. Under your ass?
What? It's got like knobs like right here, like if you're
gotcha. Okay.
And maybe you wouldn't have seen it because it's a little unassuming, but
okay.
So I don't know if you've seen it was like all of like I don't know how the Instagram targeting ads were working, but it
hurt your anxiety.
It was targeting me.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Actually, it falls in line when we were talking about this episode, like trying to record this.
Stop.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Instagram, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But anyways, this bidet company is called Tushy.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's not as fancy as yours. It just does like the stream of water and the premium one. You can which is the one I got, of course, but you can control the temperature of the water.
Yeah.
Nice. So I get the thing. I get the bidet. It's very simple.
Yeah.
But the knob, one of the knobs it was made out of wood and it came broken. So I was like, well, before I install it, I just want to get a new knob. I emailed the support people, support@tushy.com. And I was like, hey, like my knob's broken. Like, can you help fix? The next morning I get a response like, hey, I think you have us confused. We're tushy.com. I'm like, that's weird. Tushy.com. I click on the link.
Oh my god.
And it's a porn website. I had inadvertently sent an email about my bidet to a porno site. Literally, I opened the webpage.
Yeah.
It's a woman getting penetrated by this big dick. I threw my phone across the room like, what the fuck?
I can actually imagine you doing that, like,
my God,
in real life.
I was so embarrassed.
Well, wait, so what was their response? Where we were like, so did it, were you, how were you using this knob? Or, like, what did they
no,
say?
No, that's just, like,
or
it,
they were
it literally was just,
like,
it was, like you have the wrong site. We're tushy.com. Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And,
well, at least they were polite.
And, like 5 minutes later, because I think they closed out the ticket, it was like, how is your service? I was like, I fucking hate, oh my God.
God.
It turns out the actual support website for this bidet from Tushy is support@hellotushy.com.
Hellotushy.com.
Like,
oh my God. That's awkward. Were you able to get a fix, though?
Yeah, I did get a replacement.
Oh, good.
So, you know.
How was your support? Was it smiley face? Was it brownie face? Was it a dick penetrating your ass? What was going on? Did you get some porn with it? Wow. That's, like, so hilarious. I
guess
go to tushy.com for all your porn needs. Like, ad? Hashtag ad?
It's like, the most unfortunate name, like, coincident. Like, I don't...
I feel like... Is theirs spelled the exact same way as this porn site?
Yeah, and that's why their differentiator is hellotushy.com.
Yeah.
Like, that's their website.
Oh, that's their website.
Yeah.
I was like,
but the brand itself is just Tushy.
Yeah.
Which is very confusing.
Yeah.
Like, for me. I don't, like...
Yeah. And Tushy's such a cute name
for
a porn website.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, like, the image that you're describing, that when you first go to the website, is, like,
Just greeted with this very graphic visual of sex, and I'm like, this is not what I thought yeah. it would be.
That's rather aggressive.
She could have literally, or I'm assuming it's a she, in my mind it was a she.
Yeah.
She could have just been like, we're a porn website, and just left it at that.
Right.
Like, she did not need to link. Like, yeah. How dare you?
She's working her PR, man, okay?
I sent you a picture. You know what I'm talking about.
She didn't go to fucking business school to work support at a porn website, just to not, like, work in her PR. She got them. She got those clicks, man. You clicked on her shit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I will say it was the bidet has been a good experience though. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Nice.
Part of reason why I like it is because like it's kind of green. Like we've been using less toilet paper, so right. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah. Pretty much, we decided after going to Japan, we just couldn't live without a washlet. Which a washlet is like. It's basically a bidet, but it's built in. Like, in Europe, a bidet is usually a separate entity, but I guess there's also ones where it can be built in. And it's also got, like, I don't know, ours is really fancy. It's got, like, different water pressure things in different settings, and it's also got, like, an ass hair dryer for your ass. I'm not even joking. You can, like, blow dry your ass. Yeah.
It's so fancy.
It's very fancy. Oh my I forget gosh. How much it was.
My parents have one too.
Really?
Yeah. But in their home, they use two different ones. The really good one is in their bathroom, of course. The shit one and the one like, no pun intended, but also pun intended.
Yeah.
The ones that they don't like, they use in, like, the guest bathroom in our bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's literally just cold water that spews up.
Oh,
and
my God.
And, yeah, it's just, it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But theirs, it's got, like, water running through it. And it's got, like, heated seats when you sit down.
Oh, we have that, too.
It oscillates. Like, it...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, it does, like, a little washing motion. Yeah. Can't think of what else it does. It's got like six different settings for heat, for the heat of the water.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't know where you guys got this from, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
Also, like, I think they spent a grand on it too. So.
Oh my God.
It doesn't do the air scent freshener low like yours does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours is amazing. I don't know how much we spent, but I'm pretty sure we spent a pretty penny. Not $1,000 though. I would have been like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I will definitely say though, a big life changer for me it has been moving from like a garage house to like an apartment that has a bathroom.
Oh yeah
like you don't think when you move out of your parents' place that the biggest culture shock is having a bathroom in like the area in which you live.
Yeah, you almost never think about that when you're looking for new homes, like, oh yeah. Do I need to walk outside to the bathroom?
Right. Yeah. And so for context, fans, Catherine, I used to live in my garage house. So I call it a garage house because it used to be our garage. And then my dad made it into his office, his home office, where he would do editing. And then it became my room once I started going to college. I stayed at home at college, but it was just like separate from the house. It was really nice. It was very quiet. I could do work on my stuff.
It was a big room too. Like you had a lot of space.
It was 294 square feet, which was pretty darn big to be one gal separately. It did not have any insulation. So it got like pretty much whatever the temperature was outside, that's what it was inside.
So that explains why you slept in your own laundry.
Yes, for warm.
Because you were dirty.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so it got really like in the winter I had like a heated heater thing, and then I had to do fucking air conditioning unit that I would switch out. It was a whole complicated thing.
And so to like put that in with the fact that your bathroom, you didn't have a bathroom in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it was snowing, raining, whatever, I would have to walk through the elements to go into my dad's house. Now, granted, it wasn't like miles away, but it was like a foot or two away.
Yeah.
You remember.
Yeah, you just have to go outside.
Yeah, you have to go outside. One time I had to go pee in the middle of the night and I opened my door and there was a raccoon that was just standing there.
Oh, no.
And I screamed, shut the door, and I had to just like go back to sleep, needing to piss, bursting at the fucking seams with piss. But I couldn't go out there. I was scared.
Hold on. So also, there's no bathroom on the first floor of your house or your dad's house.
That's correct. Yeah.
So which one did you use? Your dad's or your brother's?
I would always use my brother's.
Wow. That's an extra, like, that's also extra because you have to go to the other side of the house.
Yeah.
Climb up the stairs.
I know.
Yeah.
See, Dad, I fucking respect you, man. I respect the bathroom. My brothers don't respect the bathroom, but I respected the bathroom boundaries.
Wow. I feel privileged to have been, like, able to use your dad's bathroom a couple times.
Oh, yeah. We give that to the guests because the upstairs one is fucking disgusting. Like, yeah. My mom will tell people, like, please don't use the upstairs one.
Your dad's bathroom is nice. Like, yeah. It's kept.
Yeah. My dad, he established that as, like, his bathroom because, I mean, it's, like, the only place where he can be alone. Like,
yeah, and have your own space. And, yeah.
Like, yeah. So I always felt like we should give him that. But my brothers are assholes and they will use his bathroom, like, a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they're dicks.
Huh.
Yeah, I shouldn't be a surprise. I've talked about how they're dicks before on the show. But probably the funniest thing. So I was in the garage house for about like 8 years or 7 years.
Wow.
At least. Let's see, 2009 to when did I move out? 2008? Oh, that's like almost 10 years. Oh my God.
2009 to 2008?
Oh, sorry, 2018.
Oh.
Sorry. 2009 to 2000. I went back in time. Yeah, no, 2009 to 2018.
Yeah.
Because I got married in 2018.
Yeah.
And that's when I moved out.
Yeah. Quote unquote.
Well, I didn't move out in that year. I just didn't move out when I like signed a lease or apartment. Yeah, an apartment lease. So my mom, I remember, like, I was telling her my woes of, like, Mom, it's the elements, or it's fucking, you know, we had the blizzard of 2016, and I had to walk in my fucking knee-high boots to get to the fucking bathroom and, like, pave a way, so, and slipping on ice and shit. And so I'm like, oh, this really sucks. And my mom said, oh, Alana, you can do what Granny King used to do, and I used to do it when I would stay summers in Ireland. You know, you just take out your fucking bucket, and you piss in it.
No.
And I was like... No, I'm like, oh, haha, Mom. Yeah, like Ireland and, you know, fucking famine and potatoes and like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're just joshing me. She's like, no, you should totally do it.
No, and the thing is, like,
and she brought in a bucket once. She was like, here you go. I'm like, Mom.
And I can imagine Lydia just being serious, like, completely dead serious.
100% serious.
Like, here, use this bucket as your toilet.
She brought it. She put it in my room. She's like, here, in case you...
like, in your room?
Yeah. I was like, Mom, I am never pissing in a bucket. She's like, just in case. So I'm like, Mom, no. She's also suggested I could piss outside. She's like, you know what? You just squat out there. Like, it's very natural. I'm like, it was not. My mom apparently is raising us to be fucking jaw is completely open, but like
you know what I'm thinking right now though. If I you remember like the first time I saw your room, like one, it was like filthy, but two, one of the things that like called into question you as a person, was your Mokuba locket,
right?
That looked like a picture frame of a cartoon character, and it was just like, okay, this. What's going on here? I don't know.
Right.
Now we've cleared up the story. It's obviously. It's a locket, not a picture frame. It's really big, though, and it was a gift. It was not something Alana had done herself.
Right.
Anyways.
And presented it on my desk like I would a picture, right next to my picture of Harley. Yeah.
That was one of the things, though, that was kind of like leading up into our friendship was like,
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If I had seen a bucket...
I said, you don't need to come into my desk. You got the toilet right here, motherfucker.
I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going home now. I can't deal with this.
You would have dropped me?
I probably would have. At that point of our friendship, if that was like one of the things in your room, I would have been like, the laundry's one thing, the Mokuba locked's another thing.
This is
the final thing. Yeah. Like, I'm done.
What if I was like, oh, dude, you don't have to go into my dad's room. Like, you can just squat right over there. What if I had a piss corner?
You wouldn't even have to have told me because it would have smelled like piss.
It would have.
It would have been disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did your mom have, like, a rule of thumb on how often to clean the bucket, how often to empty it out?
No, she just said you can piss in this. Obviously, I don't think she assumed I would just like keep it there for days. But
you know what I like picturing?
But yeah,
it's just
what?
Like you do your business in the middle of the night, and you wake up like 8 hours later or whatever, and it's still there. It's just pee. Your pee is just
ruminating and just like marinating.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, I know. I just, like, yeah, for all the things that my mom, because my mom is very prescriptive when it comes to, like, life lessons and, like, telling me what to do. That was the one thing, now that I think about it, she never told me to do. She just really, really wanted me to piss in a bucket. Like, her recommendations were mostly, like, because I was like, Mom, I'm not a boy. Like, peeing is not really the same. She's like, yeah. Oh, you just have to squat. Like, you squat like this. And I'm like, that's...
I can, like, picture, like, just squatting and showing you. Yeah.
No, that's 100% what happened in my room. And I was like, this
Wait, is not... over the bucket? Over the bucket?
Not over the bucket. No, no, no. Or maybe, was it? I don't know.
Oh my god, that's a whole other thing. You have to squat over a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like aim and shit. Like, I don't know where pee goes or how it comes out. Like, we sit every day. Like, we don't need this shit.
Was it a big bucket? How big is this bucket?
It's like a regular bucket. It's not that big.
I know. You know what I was like? I was thinking it was like a three gallon bucket. Like, just a small little bucket. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think that was that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like a kiddie pool. Like those, but, like, really, like, big ice buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really just, I couldn't get behind it because I don't know how to aim.
I'm glad you didn't.
I don't have to convince you. Sorry, I forgot for a second you're not my mother. Yeah, I just didn't want to learn, like, how the pee comes out. Like, does it come out straight forward? Is it downward? Like, I don't know. I don't look at that shit when I piss. I just sit and piss.
Man. Yeah, because the toilet's big enough. Like, you don't need to...
To catch it.
Oh, my God. Did she also incur... There's so many questions. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like, was there toilet paper involved? Did she, like, and here's your roll, and you would just...
Yeah, yes. 100%. Just like they did in Ireland. Oh, my God. When they had an outdoor whatever.
And what if you had were on your period? Would you just use that as well?
I don't know. I think at that point she was like, it should go inside. I don't know. It's gross.
It is gross. But it's also, like, how else would you... I don't, like... Yeah.
I know. I was like, Mom, this isn't like 19 fucking 30 in Ireland. Like, we have the technology. Like, because, you know, my grandmother grew up in a house where to get electricity, you had to put, like, a coin into a thing and you would get electricity, one. And then, two, the outhouse was separate from the house.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, in the movies.
It was definitely a different time.
Yeah. It's 2020. At that time, it was 2010. And, like, you know, we didn't need buckets.
Yeah.
We had the technology. I had two bathrooms, but they were separate from my place of living at the time.
Do you know what? So I was just reminded of something else. Like, on Reddit, there was, and I don't follow Reddit, but I heard this story on Reddit. And it was about this person asking, like, hey, my entire life, this is what my family had done. And he had hung up, I think what they called, like, a poop knife. Like, it was just, like, right outside, their bathroom door, they would hang up, like, a knife, like a butter knife or something.
Okay.
And their poops were so big as a family, like, just collectively, they all just had giant shits.
Okay.
So much so that before they flushed the toilet, they had to cut up their poop.
No.
And flush. And so he's like, yeah, I realized that, like, recently that this was not a normal thing, or, you know, like, most other people didn't do it. I just wanted to know if there are other people out there who did it. And he had a lot of positive responses, like, we did this also as a family.
Also, was it in a bucket? I'm guessing. Can you imagine hauling that amount of shit?
And, you know, that's exactly what I was saying, is like, well, if this is what you had grown up with, like, that is normal to you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Even though my mom didn't grow up with it, but, like, my grandmother did, so I guess my grandmother's like, hey, man, if you ever, like, have an outhouse, which my mother didn't. My mom grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, where technology...
where plumbing existed.
Exactly. And, you know, my God, just ridiculous, man.
Oh, man. I just can't even imagine having a poop knife. Or, like, like, coming across a poop knife and just being like, that's what that's for.
I'm just happy that you never came over during the time. Because my mom tried to get me to piss in a bucket, like...
I can't.
like a couple of times.
No!
I mean, especially like when the weather set in. I know we don't really have winter now because of global warming, but like we used to get like snow and shit.
Did you do it?
No,
did you?
I never
okay,
did.
Okay, okay.
I couldn't. I can't aim it. I don't know how it works. I've never tried. Oh. I don't have a little ding dong. I don't know where it goes. Like, it's very easy to aim because you know where it goes. I just sit down and like magic happens. Honestly. God's little miracle in my pants.
I don't know if I had seen that in your room. I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm really happy you never came. I don't even know what I would have said to you. I probably would have told you the truth because that's who I can't lie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very open book.
I
do lie about stupid
and you know,
shit.
But... I'm very expressive and would have probably like shown you so much disgust. Yeah. Yeah, it would just, yeah.
Wow. So blessed. So blessed you never found it.
So I guess I have to ask, like, what is your family's attitude about pooing and peeing? Like,
you mean what's our poop culture in our family?
Do you guys also have a poop knife? Like,
no, thankfully not. My brothers do take big shits, though. That should be known. Also, long shits. Like, my brothers will be in the bathroom for hours.
How do you know that?
Live with them a very long time.
When you said long, I thought you meant like physically, like
no.
They've left it in there too many times.
No, I mean, I've just heard stories that it's large. I don't know. Apparently, my brothers used to take really big shits when they were kids, so I can only imagine it's gotten bigger as they've become bigger.
So they needed poop knife.
Possibly, yeah. And then I factor in, like, because they're in, I mean, at least Patrick, he's in there for like an hour baseline.
Jesus, just but sitting on the toilet?
I guess pooping. Or maybe he's doing other things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was going to say,
they also take hour long showers.
I was
going to
say,
it
could be something else.
Yeah. Patrick is funny, though. So Patrick told me that in high school, have you ever heard of crop dusting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But for our audience,
let's define it.
Yes.
So crop dusting is where you fart and then you leave that location and you kind of like leave your audience in the dust, as it were. So my brother Patrick, he would like, you know.
Do you know what a crop duster is?
No.
Oh, it's an actual, it's a plane. So they use it for...
a plane?
Yeah, they use it. So
I thought it was like a farmer.
Yeah.
So they
use it for farming, and it's a small plane that flies under, over the crops and spreads like insecticides and stuff over the crops.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what crop dusting means.
Oh my god, look at this like fun...
That's what a crop duster is, and crop dusting is
which explains the definition of it, like...
Yeah,
in a more farting sense.
It sounded like you thought it meant like leaving people in the dust of your fart. So I just needed to.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I didn't understand something that's very basic, and I did not know that. I thought like machines did the fertilizing thing.
Planes are machines. So.
Like grade 7 for your friend that's turning 29 in 2 weeks. Okay, wow. I'm shooketh. You said you were shooketh. I'm shooketh. But also I love you and like thank you so much. Because like I want to open a joint bank account, baby, and I want it to have two names on it. That's all I know. Like, you teach me something every day. And I love you for it. God, this episode is just going to be us laughing at ourselves.
This has got to be one of the best episodes. I know you were about to go to crop dusting. Sorry, girl. Yeah. But
no, it's like... okay. I love us laughing at just, like, poop and piss. Like, we're 5 years old. It's
How hesitant great. Were you about this episode?
Very.
Yeah.
I just...
But why?
Look at us having fun.
I knew the potential from the very beginning since we started this podcast.
I have laughed really hard.
And you know, Chris didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because he's a fucking ass. No, we love him. We love Chris. Oh my god. Okay, so crop dusting. It's a machine. It's real. It's not just something that like my brother used to do in high school. So my brother would like hold in his farts during class. And then my brother that has some like massive farts, like they're rank, they're disgusting.
Gross.
And so he would, and they were the silent but deadly type, so you wouldn't hear it.
Yeah,
but you would smell it. And so he'd hold it in, and then class would get out, and like in between periods, you're going to your next class, and he would just let them rip. He'd be farting all along the way to class, and
oh my God. Would hear,
and it was so bad that people would go, "Oh, what the smell of shit? What the fuck?" Like people, he told me, he's like, "Yeah," and I would just smirk. I'm like, I can just imagine you with your shit grin, leaving people in your fucking like fart dust, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's my Patrick crop dusting story.
I feel like people do that though, right?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just especially funny because, you know, high school, it's like a very contained area and like grouping, and you can remember the hallways in high school, how crowded they get. So just imagining people like in woe as they have to waft through, you know, my brother's farts, like incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, like, the one, like, I don't try to hold, well, I do try to hold farts, like, until I get to the bathroom, and I hopefully, like, am in the presence of a very loud fan, and it just, like, it obscures it.
Yeah.
But one of the other places that I can't help but to fart is, like, when I go to the gym and I have to work out. And a specific gym, it's, you know, Orange Theory, we do, like, the three rounds. And so, three rounds of exercises. You've got the rower, the treadmill, and the floor where you do weights. And it's in the morning, and I don't know why, but specifically at that time of the day in the morning, like at around 8, I have to fart. Like, it just, I have to fart. Specifically, and like, I notice it the most at the class. And so, like, I know it's about to happen, but, you know, like, sometimes you just can't, like, force a fart out. Like, I don't know how you force a fart.
No.
So, my favorite, the way I like to do my routines, I like to do the rower, the floor, and then the treads, like, in that rotation. And so, I'm always on the treadmills the very last.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, so fortunate because the treadmills come with built-in fans.
Oh.
Yeah. And so sometimes when I'm running, it just like, I just let
and
it out.
And blow it away, baby, but as you're running.
The thing is, it's just like the coaches walk behind the treadmills and the rowers are right behind me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, the fan's blowing it away from my section at least. And like
someone else's.
Yeah, like, it's someone else's issue. Somebody else could have farted. There's like 36 other people in here.
So guys who go to this class, when you smell something rank around, what is it, 8 a.m., it's fucking Francis. He's the asshole who farted. Has anyone ever gone like, oh, what's that smell? No.
Well,
I don't think you, I bet you don't have smelly farts. You don't strike me as someone with smelly farts.
Chris would say otherwise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it after you have dairy? Though?
Specifically, yeah.
It's only after that, though. Like, I don't think you're...
I think he's also gotten used to the idea of me farting, so, you know.
Yeah. This is an interesting topic. How long did it take before you and Chris farted in front of each other?
I think...
Now this is my favorite episode. We're breaking down cultural barriers now. Cultural barriers being dating culture? I don't know.
I don't even know.
But, okay, tell
farting
me.
Farting culture?
Farting culture. Poop culture. We're touching on it all. Piss culture. Tell me. Yeah.
I honestly don't even know, but, like, I remember him, like, it was very recently, like, this past year, I guess after we got married.
Stop it.
Yeah, where he would be like, why are you farting? Like are you farting around me? Da, da, da. Yeah.
Wait, you hadn't farted around each other till after you were married?
I guess. Yeah.
3 years? Wait, that's not possible. You guys lived together.
I'm sure, like, there were instances maybe, like, we're around each other, but maybe we didn't acknowledge it. Or we didn't, like...
say anything.
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe. So, wait, were you trying not to fart around each other? Like, you know that whole taboo, like, not
I don't know.
To...
Maybe not. Like, I...
Oh, so you weren't consciously...
I wasn't trying to.
But, you know, self-conscious.
I guess, yeah.
Like, you are self-conscious in the bathroom, but that's, like, strangers and weirdness. But you didn't... make a conscious effort or feel self-conscious.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you can hold it, fart in the bathroom, turn on the fan. You know what I mean? Like, that's etiquette. That's manners right there. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I guess, like, this past year, it's like, I I'm here. I'm watching TV. Like,
yeah. So what is Chris, so does Chris fart around you or no?
Yeah.
He yeah. said that like you're admitting, like, yeah, he murdered that kid. It happened. Do you not, like, is it weird or is it?
I don't think so.
I'm like honestly impressed that you guys weren't farting around each other.
I can't think that I was doing it consciously.
Yeah.
You know, but now, but I do know that it's happened with more frequency now.
Wait, so you guys don't like giggle after?
No. Oh, do you?
I have a interesting fart culture that, or Harley and I have interesting fart culture.
Where you just giggle after every fart?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
I am a 5-year-old boy. Like, is this a surprise to anyone? Yeah. So for a long time, well, I thought a long time, you guys went 3 years without farting in front of each other. I think I made it like a year before either of us like farting in front of each other. Like, I was very self-conscious about it
What did you do? Like, how did you?
Well, so, like, my thing was I didn't want to fart around Harley because, so I grew up with a bunch of boys, and then, like, I had stepbrothers, and I had, like, guy friends.
Yeah.
And I was very comfortable, like, you know, we laughed about farts, farting was funny, it was jokes, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so my belief was, like, oh, if I was comfortable farting around a guy, I would see them as, like, a brother or a friend, and like all the romance would be gone, like, yeah. Essentially. So I was like, oh my god, I really can't like fart around this guy. I only made it like a year or two, I think. It wasn't as long as 3 years. I would remember that, I think. So yeah, how it happened, I don't know. Like, I just had to like fart, and honestly, like, I felt so, I think I was like, I have to go. Like, I was like, so I have relieved. To leave. No, I was like, I have to leave. Like, I was nervous about it. I was like, oh my god, is this going to jeopardize our friendship? Well, am I going to, like, lose all attractiveness to him or him to me?
Oh, great. He knows I shit now. I'm like, oh, shit.
He understands, and I can't let him know. And, yeah, like, we honestly were weird for, like, a week or two. Or I just, like, felt weird. It wasn't like we were weird. I was just, like, weird and projecting weird. And he was like, are we cool? Like, I don't understand. And then at some point we were just like, farting is funny. So now we just like laugh at all our farts and it's very funny.
Really? It never gets old?
It never gets old. Wow. I will go out of my way to be like, oh my god, did you hear that fart?
Jesus.
I'm dead serious. I am a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
As is he.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're like... Audience, you can't see him, but he's giving me a very disappointed, like, big brother look. What? Okay, so tell me what I did wrong.
No, it's just, you know. Oh.
What is... I'm like, dying to know now. Francis is, like, trying to think of a way of, like, there's no reason to take pride.
I don't... Well, okay. It's, maybe that's exactly it. It's, like... People who take pride in their big shits or how, like, long their shits are. Like,
No, that's gross. Not me. I just think farts are funny.
Yeah.
But don't text each other pictures of our shits. That's fucking weird.
Gross. Why? I had a friend.
Sorry. Continue.
No, I don't take pictures of my shit.
Or were you about to say, I had a friend, quote unquote? Yeah?
No. But I had a friend, you know, may know him by a certain letter.
Okay, love.
But he was married, when he was married to his ex-wife, mm-hmm. he had this habit of calling his mother-in-law, not his mom, his mother-in-law,
okay,
her mom, and just pooping, and would just be like, she hated it. She hated it, but like, and so it's like, why do you call her? And she's like, well, she doesn't hang up. Like, that is, like, the weirdest thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
But that was a thing that they had.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
My mom has a cousin or a second cousin who lives in LA that whenever they talk on the phone, she immediately, after the talk, needs to take a shit. And so sometimes really? She'll be like, if she's constipated, she'll be like, God, I really gotta call my cousin Ned. Like, and just like.
And it helps?
Yeah.
She feels like it helps?
Yeah. I don't know why. She's really? Like, oh, he's so boring that I just like feel inspired to take a shit.
I surrender and all of my bowels go loose.
Yeah, like they never talk and she has like no interest. You know, they're like second or third cousins or some shit, and like she hasn't seen him in years, and yeah. so she'll just like randomly check in on him when she's like really having a constipated spell.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's also like a really weird familial relationship to have with someone.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, can you imagine? It's like, Alana, I'm only calling you because I need to poop right now.
I need like, to take a shit, and like your boring ass life is what's gonna get me there.
I need to hear your voice to yeah. really just let my bowels go and do their thing, like yeah. just
so wait, does that mean you probably don't like toilet talk then?
When is that?
When you talk on the toilet.
Oh gross. Yeah. Ew. Yeah. Wait, no, we talked about this.
This. So in the stall and like with strangers it's weird, but I actually do like toilet talking, but Harley hates it. He's like, I would rather
you'd
not.
Be like over there.
Yeah.
And you'd like yell across to
yeah try to. He doesn't like it though, so now I don't do it.
Yeah.
Francis is looking at me like I'm a fucking child murderer. It's like pretty incredible. It's well, a real thing.
Yeah, so like, okay,
my mom does it. I got it from her.
Well, you know what Chris doesn't like is like he'll be brushing his teeth and I'm using the bathroom. He doesn't
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah,
that's fucking weird.
But sorry. I don't talk to him.
That's still weird. Ew.
Okay, but the toilet talk isn't weird.
No, he's in a different place. He's not watching me.
Toilet talk's not weird, but using the bathroom at the same time.
Using it? Wait, what do you mean? Using the bathroom at the
same time? No, like he's brushing his teeth or using the sink or something and I'm on the toilet. No.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Because he can, like, see you. That's so weird. Ew. How do you go?
I don't know.
Her husband. But I can like, you know, I'll have the door closed and be talking through it. My mom does the same thing, but I wouldn't do it, like, watching.
Do you? Okay, wow. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, really opening this shit up.
Do you feel like.
What?
In terms of, like, being with somebody, like, you have to have bathroom cultures be aligned. You know what I mean? You know, does it become a dating? When does it become a dating thing? Like, I was just thinking about that. Like, if your husband doesn't like toilet talk, is that a deal breaker?
I guess it depends on the person, really. Because, like, it wasn't a deal breaker for me. Also, that'd be so fucking weird. I can't marry you unless you want to talk to me while I take a massive shit.
I have a poop knife, and you have to deal with the fact that I've got giant shits that I need to cut.
It should be noted that I'm not here, like, I can only shit if I talk to someone. It's just, like, if we're in a conversation and I need to take a dump, like, I'd like to continue this conversation while I take a dump with the door closed. Like, I don't want to watch you. I just want to talk.
You know what? I've seen, like, women go into bathrooms together. Not like, bathrooms of stalls. Yeah. Literally just... a bathroom with a toilet, and do they just go in there to talk as they're peeing? Is like that the thing?
Yeah, that's the thing. Hmm. Yeah, that's why girls go in groups when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but like literally just like in the same like bathroom, not even stalls. Like
wait, just... on the same toilet?
Yeah.
No.
Like they take no. I've seen it though. I've seen.
Oh,
it.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, like where they just rotate.
No, that's fucking weird. That's so fucking
okay,
weird.
That's what I thought you were saying. Like,
No. Like, they'll be in separate stalls, like, right next to each other talking.
But what's the difference, though, then? You know what I mean? Like,
there's why someone is who's that standing weird? Over you? Like, those stalls aren't that very big. Like, where's
you've
your
seen
fucking...
a woman's anatomy. You have a woman's anatomy. Like, what's different?
That's just... I think it's weird to, like, piss and shit while someone watches you. That's fucking weird.
But it's weird. It's not weird to talk to them?
No, with the door closed, please. Oh, my God. No fan? Yeah. No. Dude, I had an ex-boyfriend who, like, wanted to watch me pee once.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a fetish at that point. Like, ugh.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I was scarred by it. I'm just saying that was fucking weird. And he was an asshole piece of shit. We fucking hate him.
You were an
asshole.
But
also, no. Yeah. But toilet talk? Fuck yes. Closed doors? Let's go.
You would do the toilet talk behind closed doors?
Yeah.
You'd be, like, yelling across... the way.
Well, as you know, you can hear everything in there, so I would be yelling, per se. But yeah, I love toilet talk. My brothers hate it. Like, I'll do it with Patrick. I'll, like, close the door. I mean, we're in the middle of a conversation. I just want to talk to you.
I had, like, this image of you in the bucket. Squatting over the kiddie pool bucket.
Oh my god, yeah, seriously. Straining over the bucket. Oh god. This episode is getting out of hand. I can't right now. Oh no.
I think we'll call it an end, but this has been a really good, like, Oh my gosh. I know that I've probably laughed a lot in this episode, but I like, wow, this has been great stress relief. Like, this is,
yeah. Whew. I feel like we know each other in a way we really, really didn't before.
I know. Like, this has been eye-opening for our friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly incredible. Tune in next time to hear more piss and shit.
This might be the last episode.
I hope so.
I don't know what else we can talk about. I mean, there's got to be, like, a horrific poop story that just has to be brought up again. But, like,
yeah, I haven't had one. Yeah. I don't think you have either. So... we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Until next time. That's it for our show, folks. I'm Francis.
And I'm Alana. And you can find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.